All this had been something of a challenge, and she was pleased when she felt she attracted and interested him, as she knew intuitively that she did. Then at a hint that they were finding pleasure together, a hint that was only the first words of a conventional phrase, he had suddenly turned to ice and had brutally veered away as if warmth were poison to him. She felt hurt and foolish. Then she gave a mental shrug and concentrated with all her attention on what he was saying. She would not make the same mistake again. "And the main hope is to pray for a run of luck for me, or against him." Bond was explaining just how baccarat is played. "It's much the same as any other gambling game. The odds against the banker and the player are more or less even. Only a run against either can be decisive and break the bank or break the players. Tonight, Le Chiffre, we know, has bought the baccarat bank from the Egyptian syndicate which is running the high tables here. He paid 1,000,000 francs for it, and his capital has been reduced to 24 million. I have about the same. There will be 10 players, I expect, and we sit round the banker at a kidney-shaped table. Generally, this table is divided into 2 tableaux. The banker plays 2 games, one against each of the tableaux to left and right of him. In the game, that banker should be able to win by playing off 1 tableau against the other, and by first-class accountancy. But there aren't enough baccarat players yet at Royale, and Le Chiffre is just going to pit his luck against the other players at the single tableau. It's unusual, because the odds in favour of the banker aren't so good, but they're a shade in his favour, and, of course, he has control of the size of the stakes. Well, the banker sits there in the middle with a croupier to rake in the cards and call the amount of each bank, and a chef de partie to umpire the game generally. I shall be sitting as near dead opposite Le Chiffre as I can get. In front of him he has a shoe containing 6 packs of cards, well shuffled. There's absolutely no chance of tampering with the shoe. The cards are shuffled by the croupier and cut by one of the players and put into the shoe in full view of the table. We've checked on the staff and they're all okay. It would be useful, but almost impossible, to mark all the cards, and it would mean the connivance, at least, of the croupier. Anyway, we shall be watching for that, too. Bond drank some champagne and continued. Now what happens at the game is this. The banker announces an opening bank of 500,000 francs, of £500, as it is now. Each seat is numbered from the right of the banker, and the player next to the banker, or number one, can accept this bet and push his money out on the table, or pass it if it is too much for him, or he doesn't want to take it. Then number two has the right to take it, and if he refuses, then number three, and so on, round the table. If no single player takes it all, the bet is offered to the table as a whole, and everyone chips in, including sometimes the spectators round the table, until the 500,000 is made up. That is a small bet, which would immediately be met. But when it gets to 1,000,000 or 2, it's often difficult to find a taker, or even, if the bank seems to be in luck, a group of takers to cover the bet. At the moment I shall always try and step in and accept the bet. In fact, I shall attack Le Chiffre's bank whenever I get a chance, until either I've bust his bank or he's bust me. It may take some time, but in the end one of us is bound to break the other, irrespective of the other players at the table, although they can, of course, make him richer or poorer in the meantime.